For almost exactly 24 hours, expert fishers have been chucking lures and flogging the waters of the Ottawa River.
It was 6 and 8 feet in behind the bait, and it was shaking its mouth, trying to spit something out and still coming after this. It's pretty exciting because we have a 48 or 50 inch fish that's active out here. So we got a shot. We got a shot.
Well, it's part of a fishathon designed to show just how many species are part of the river's ecosystem, all within a few kilometers of the nation's capital. Hallie Cottenham headed out on a boat with some renowned anglers. Their goal? To catch a muskie. Her companions were fishing guide John Anderson and Lawrence Gunther, a professional tournament fisher who also happens to be blind.
It's all about feeling the bite, right? I mean, you fish, you know, 9 times out of 10, you feel the fish bite before it actually, before you see it.
That's
so,
very true.
So I've got an advantage. I'm focused.
Beautiful looking day for us to be out on the boat. We'll let the fish tell us if it's a good day or not. Muskie's the biggest, baddest freshwater fish in Canada. It's the fish of 1,000 casts, and we're going to go out for 1 hour and see what we can do, so we'll see.
We're using an 80-pound test braided line.
Should do it, Lawrence.
That should do it. We could pull the boat home with that line. But these fish can get up to 5.5 feet long. They can weigh up to 60, 70 pounds, and they are really the equivalent of a freshwater shark. They're the apex predator in this water system. We're going to catch as many different species of fish in this river over the next 24 hours, starting at the top with the apex and working our way down. There's 85 different species that live in this river, and we're going to see how many we can catch in 24 hours.
I can personally guarantee that I'll catch a rock bass.
The lure you'll be using is bigger than a rock bass.
Okay.
There's two kinds of fish in this river, basically. There's muskies and there's bait.
That's always exciting and a little nerve-wracking. You know, are we going to catch a fish? There's no guarantees. And then we've got the time pressure of this 24 hours. It would be a shame if we didn't catch anything. You got hair for radio now.
Yes.
This lure is going to look like an injured bait fish on the surface. It's going to dive and jerk left and jerk right. And hopefully a fish is going to say, hey, that's in trouble. I'm going to eat it. When I do a circle of the lure beside the boat, it'll think, oh, here's my last chance. And it'll grab it.
Muskie season on the Ottawa just opened last Friday. Opened on the Rideau River 2 weeks before that. So it's an exciting time of year for muskie fishermen. It's like Christmas. Gonna swap baits up for Lawrence. We're gonna put a topwater bait on. Most people in Ottawa have no idea that probably the second best muskie resource in the world is right here in the Ottawa River. This is one of your best chances at a giant muskie anywhere in the world. Our fish live to 30 years old. All your big fish are females. They're genetic superstars.
And if you go down to some of those communities further down the river like Hawkesbury, you know, there's people who have old recipes for pickled muskie and things like that. And, it was a food. It was a staple, right? And when you can catch a 30, 40, 50-pound fish, that's a lot of meat. Because it's an apex predator, when you're eating a fish that can be 25, 30 years old and it's eaten everything that's smaller than it, it becomes a biomass of anything toxic, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're that safe to eat anymore. Most people who fish muskie, 99.9% of people who fish muskie, let them go. It's not a harvest fish, it's a sport fish.
All right, baby, game on. We talk to our fish a lot as sometimes we pray and sometimes we cuss them out.
Did you see something?
I brought a fish in behind a lure. So I had a muskie chase my bait into the side of the boat. It came in about 3 feet down, was meandering, wasn't especially aggressive, but we got it to move. And so that means that we know we're in the right area. And if you can move fish, you can catch them. In the muskie world, we'd call that a contact.
You get tendonitis? Tennis elbow?
I fish an hour fishing left-handed and an hour fishing right-handed. I had a torn rotator cuff and bicep tendon last winter. I have braces for both elbows. And you wear some parts out, but So even without catching a fish, you know, we're a typical fish. We have the story.
I've experienced the joy of almost catching a fish.
We have the story of the big one that got away, just like all fishermen do. I'd put my musky lure collection against any woman's shoe collection. First time I ever handed Lawrence a muskie in the boat was an experience I'll never forget, because it was a tactile experience for him. And so it was putting the fish in his hands. It was the smallest muskie that we'd ever put in the boat at that time, but the sheer joy of catching that fish, and Lawrence was holding it and feeling what the slime was like on it and the smell of the fish. He was so excited because a muskie has a completely unique smell. He appreciated a whole bunch of different things that a lot of people don't.
Muskie have a sort of an earthy, pungent odor, like a really good scotch. You know, pike have this funk. Pike have a more of a funky smell, right? Muskie are totally different. When you get musky slime on your hands, and you sort of rub your hands dry, and then you smell it, it's like, I could wear this as a cologne.
Smells like the most beautiful smell in the world.
That's Hallie Cottenham gone fishing with musky guy John Anderson and tournament angler Lawrence Gunther. And we've reeled Hallie in back into the studio to find out how the rest of the day went. Any updates?
It's hilarious because I said to the guys, I have an hour. That's all I have, right? But every time I said to the guys, you know, maybe we should head for shore, they'd be like, there's a fish. We'd spot one and I would be reeled in and I would flog the waters for another 20 minutes or so. The guys have been posting images of fish that they've caught, but they're not done yet. They have until around 8:40 this morning for the 24-hour period. They're all gathering at O'Zeal's over in Orleans to sort of talk about the species they caught and tell their fish stories about the final result of their fishathon.
And you can follow along at bluefishcanada.ca. I'm taking it they're probably posting some photos
and
up there.
And the Ottawa River Keepers are also posting videos of Lawrence reporting on the fish that they're catching. So we'll try and link up to some of these bursts of information as the morning progresses.
And as I was saying, you can follow along to the fishathon, bluefish.ca.